This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Governor Evers is proposing $50 million in community grants, including funding for the King Community Center in Racine and a river restoration project in Kenosha County. Supporters say it'll improve local communities, while critics question the level of state spending. The plan heads to the State Building Commission for a vote today. Microsoft's data center project in Mount Pleasant has already created about 375 jobs, with plans to grow to around 800. Local leaders say the project is ahead of schedule. Some continue to worry about the long-term impacts on water and power use. Milwaukee leaders are considering turning a former Walmart into a data center and storage facility. Developers say the project would reuse the long vacant building and include a modern cooling system. The site's been empty since 2016. A $1.8 billion tax and school funding deal in Madison is advancing after clearing the Joint Finance Committee, but it's facing criticism from both parties. The plan between Governor Evers and Republican leaders includes rebate checks and more education funding, with supporters calling it helpful and critics raising concerns about the process and the impact. Lawmakers could vote on it today. And tonight in Kenosha, a statue will be unveiled honoring actor Al Molinaro. It's happening at the Port Bar near the city's lakefront. Organizers say the event will include remarks from the artists and other local groups. Al Molinaro starred on Happy Days and The Odd Couple and is from Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The new deal between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders on school funding and tax relief is drawing criticism from those running for governor. On the Democratic side, WisPolitics reports that State Senator Kelda Royce says the plan was crafted behind closed doors. Representative Francesca Hong says it's a payday loan taken out at the expense of our children, and Joel Brennan wished for more public input. Former State Economic Director Missy Hughes supports the $1.8 billion use of extra tax dollars, saying it offers immediate help on school funding and tax relief. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany said on a radio show that he opposes the deal, saying it was a Madison gimmick that fails to deliver for taxpayers. The plan includes payments of up to $600 for married couples and $300 for individuals, plus hundreds of millions to boost special education funding. The Joint Finance Committee approved the plan along party lines yesterday. It could get voted on today. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer is opposed. A new poll shows mixed views of President Donald Trump and Republicans in northern Wisconsin, even in a district he won big. The survey from the Conservative League of American Workers found 49% approve of Trump's job performance, while 44% disapprove. And voters are nearly split on Republicans in Congress. At the same time, more than half support recent military action against Iran. The poll also shows Michael Alfonso leading early in the GOP primary for the open 7th district seat. And Democrats may want to run it back in the Windy City. The Democratic National Committee leadership team is touring Chicago as the city enters a bid to host the 2028 Democratic National Convention. Chicago hosted the DNC in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A home run for Ortiz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Padres, bottom of the third, and the struggling Joey Ortiz up to bat, Jeff Levering.
Oh, Joey! Joey Ortiz, yes! He goes deep to give the Brewers a 1-0 lead. He had his first extra base hit against the Yankees, and now Bernie hits the slide on his first homer.
The Brewers scored five more runs in the fourth on the way to a 6-4 victory over the Padres. Ortiz after the win.
Yeah, I mean, hit a ball hard in the air, and that's what you want to do every at bat, and I got a good pitch to hit as well and took a good swing on it and something to build off.
It was the first homer for Ortiz since last summer.
Joey looked great. Again, the kid's been through a lot. His defense has been fantastic, but you got to follow it up. It was a great job. We know it's in there. Let's keep pulling.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Game two tonight from American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 41. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.